We're in Siman Tov Kuf Aleph. We'll be doing Sifim Dalet through Zayin. So we're talking about what you're allowed to use for firewood. Ole konim v'ole gefanim, the leaves of reeds or grapes, afal pi shemechunasim bekarfif, even though they were put in a pile in a big open place, kevin sharuach mafazeres olsam harein kemufuzarim, since the wind will often scatter them, it's as if they're already scattered, vasurim, and they are also to put together, because if you do, it's gzeira otu ma'amer. Whereas if you put a heavy keli down on top of them, you weighted them, so there we're not afraid they're going to blow away, and they're not considered as if they've already blown away. Now, so what's the halacha? According to one day we saw before, the problem is mukta. So lamaisa, in a case where a person had explicit kavana that he was going to use them anyway, it's going to be mutter. But according to the one that holds that it's a gzeira otu ma'amer, you're going to end up making a pile of the things once they're scattered, according to him, it will not be totally in your kavana, but will be totally in whether or not they're actually spread all over the place. Sifhei, eitzim shenarshu menelun biyantif, ein masikim behem. Leaves that came off the field on yantif, so the halachi is that you're not allowed to use them, because they are muktzah, they're not menamuchan. Certainly, if it was because it was mechuber, meaning it was not usable for firewood at that point. Sivvav, kalim shenishbru biyantif. You had actual kalim, usable things, usable objects that broke on yantif. Ein masikin be'mipnei shein nolad. You cannot use them for firewood because they are considered nolad. Says the Ramav, im hisik bekalim also lapok be'eish la'achar shuhud l'ku b'miktzas, does have a shever kli. If you put in a keli, you actually decided you wanted to use a keli for your firewood, then once it starts burning, it's no longer a keli. The fire will ruin it. So you can't go and stir it up. You have to let it just burn and burn itself out. Elim Cain does have a shever kli. Elim Cain riba leim eitzim muchanim. Unless you had rove eitzim that were muchan, where the halacha then will be mevatlid barov. Aval masikin bekelim shleimim, or bekelim shenishvum b'odyom. The Machaber says it is mutter to take an actual keli and use it for firewood. Now the shaila is, why is it that a keli is considered firewood? The answer is because it's not mukta, it's a kli, and it's not far fetched to use it for firewood. So that's why you're actually allowed to use kelim. You can't use broken kelim, but you can use complete kelim. In the case of a non-Jew who made a keli for a Jew on Yontif itself, that certainly is a nolad. It didn't exist before. Sif Zayin, Shkedim ve'egozim sha'ochlu me'erv Yontif, masikim b'klipeyim b'yontif. If you're talking about nutshells, if you're talking about almonds or walnuts, where you ate them on Erev Yontif, so their shells on Erev Yontif already became roi la saka. They were not considered food. They were meant as firewood. V'machlam b'yontif ein masikin b'klipeyim. Whereas on Yontif, it's nola. Till now, it was part of food, and now it's become firewood. Hagog gam ein lahasikim ha'gozim v'ashkedim atzmam elim keim madayim b'klipa. The nuts themselves, unless they're still sitting in their shell, you're not allowed to use for firewood. V'lapidim shnishu miyontif rishin. Shekabu mutar la'asalikim afilu biyontif sheni shel Rosh Hashanah o yontif acher Shabbos. So halachi is that whatever was left from something was burning and a little piece of it fell off, and you want to go and rekindle it even on the next day, that is mutter. Now what exactly is this? There are machmirim, and they say that because on yontif it started to burn, and it burns better if it was burned once, so it's as if the first day of yontif is preparing for the second day of yontif, and you're not allowed to do that because the second day of yontif is a drabanan. Consequently, there are actually machmirim, and the Mishnah Berurah says nachon lahachmir. The right thing to do is to be machmir. To say that it really was turned into something of a kli on yontif itself because it was prepared for use for the next day.